Welcome to Barely Audible Whisper, a weekly NPR parody podcast in no way associated with NPR, brought to you in no part by the following parody sponsors.
The Jeff Sessions Bible. Just as the Thomas Jefferson Bible removes all references to miracles, the Jeff Sessions Bible removes all references to compassion.
The United Methodist Church, attempting to kick Jeff Sessions out of the United Methodist Church ever since the release of the Jeff Sessions Bible.
And the actual Bible, reminding Christians that the Jeff Sessions Bible is bullshit.
I am Dave.
And I am Molly, and our voices lack in decibels what Jeff Sessions lacks in biblical comprehension.
MSNBC host Rachel Maddow issued an apology to her viewers after tearfully being too overcome with emotion to read a breaking AP news story on air detailing the detention of infants separated from their parents in what the Trump administration is euphemistically calling tender age shelters, because the more accurate term, stolen baby warehouses, sounds bad.
That story once again. Human being Rachel Maddow apologized for her human reaction to the human tragedy caused by the inhumane action of our inhumane president, who will never apologize.
For an in-depth look at the Trump administration's immigrant infant incarceration facilities, Barely Audible Whisper sent our child psychology correspondent to the newly dedicated Ivanka Trump Infant Asylum for asylum-seeking infants.
In a semantic shift that favors fear-mongering and blame-shifting over euphemistic spin, the Ivanka Trump Infant Asylum for Asylum-Seeking Infants has been renamed the Obama's Fault Institute of Illegal Infant Infestation. Whatever you call it. I haven't seen this many crying babies in one place since I watched the White House Correspondents' Dinner with the White House staff.
I'm just a government employee. I don't know how to care for a warehouse full of traumatized babies.
The staff is overwhelmed here at once again newly named Jeff Sessions. I swear the Bible says this is okay. Center for Separation of Church and State and Babies.
This place is crawling with traumatized babies. And I mean that literally, because babies crawl.
Identifying the cause of a baby's crying is difficult because it could be anything from a dirty diaper to a desire for affection. Identifying the cause of babies crying at the, again, newly named Kirstjen Nielsen, this thing that exists, doesn't really exist, period. Center for Denying Reality, period, is even more difficult because it's most likely those things plus being ripped away from the loving arms of your parents.
I tried playing peekaboo, but that just seemed to make it worse.
Well, peekaboo is usually a fun way to teach a child the concept of object permanency. However, these children's entire concept of permanency was shattered by being ripped away from the loving arms of their parents and placed here at the, again, newly named, this is their parents' fault for not being deterred enough by our deterrence, detention center for undeterred delinquency.
I tried reading fairy tales to them, but that didn't work either.
Children enjoy fairy tales because, well, their innocent minds believe the concept of happily ever after in ways that older, more cynical minds cannot. Having been ripped away from the loving arms of their parents, these infants are justfully more cynical than you or I will ever be, and simply not buying your bullshit here at the again newly named Tender-Aged Loving Care Center, named for Fox News viewers who still buy our bullshit. That baby is trying to put phonetic sounds together. That's more than just babbling. We're about to hear this baby's first words here at the again newly named Franklin D. Roosevelt interned the Japanese and people still like him infant internment camp.
Racism.
That baby's first word was racism? That is the saddest but somehow cutest thing I have ever heard.
Donald Trump is a racist. His inhumane policy of separating children from their parents is cruel and mirrors the beginnings of the dehumanizing cruelty Nazis inflicted on the Jews, which led to the Holocaust.
Those were complete sentences expressing moral outrage and historical analogy. Is that baby a prodigy?
No. Even a baby realizes that this policy is racist, cruel, inhumane, and motivated by the same evil behind every atrocity in human history. She's a baby, not some idiot Trump supporter. And that's the news from the again newly named liberals who try and make everything about race are the real racist prison for criminally brown babies.
Good news is that President Trump signed an executive order on Wednesday, finally ending his administration's policy of separating families. The bad news is that there is not now, nor has there ever been, an actual plan or process implemented for reunifying the thousands of separated children with their parents.
It seems clear that the Trump administration has given the logistics of zero tolerance zero thought.
Barely Audible Whisper obtained a recording of the crafting of the zero tolerance policy, which gives us a closer look at the stupidity behind the cruelty.
I've devised a three-step process for the separation of families at the border. Step one, separate children from their parents. Step two, process parents through Department of Justice, but process the children through completely separate Department of Health and Human Services. Step three, deport parents. And we're done.
But we need a process for reunifying the children with their parents.
But it's the three-step process. Adding a fourth step to a three-step process would make it a four-step process. And a four-step process are one step away from five-step processes, and five-step processes are halfway to being 10-step processes, and 10-step processes are two steps shy of being a 12-step process, and as evidence by my drinking problems, I do not do well with 12 steps.
But we need a process for reunifying the children with their parents.
But it's a three-step process, and to be honest, we're already pushing it with step two, which could technically be construed as two separate steps as it entails processing the parents with DOJ and the children with HHS.
But we need a process for reuniting the children with their parents.
But three-step processes are the best processes, as I explained in my three-step process to three-step processes memo regarding the three-step process of creating a three-step process.
But we need just a process for reuniting the children with their parents.
Step one, boil the process down to three steps. Step two, list those three steps. Step three, do not under any circumstances add additional steps. We're done.
But we need a process for reunifying the children with their parents. We could accomplish that with one step. Step one, reunify children with their parents.
Step one process isn't a process, it's a step. Have you forgotten the three-step process for identifying processes?
No. I tried to, but I can't.
Step one, identify the number steps. Step two, subtract one from the number of steps. Step three, if you're left with a number greater than zero, you have successfully identified a process. And we're done.
Fine. How about this? Step one, keep track of the location of the parents at all times while in U.S. custody. And step two, keep track of the location of the children at all times while in U.S. custody. And step three, having kept track of the whereabouts of the parents and children, reunite them. And we're done.
That is a very impressive three-step process. Unfortunately, a new three-step process added to an existing three-step process is technically an amendment to an established three-step process, and amendments are even worse for three-step processes than additional steps to the process.
Just make my three-step process a separate three-step process and that coincides with your three-step process.
A three-step process that coincides with a second three-step process is just a six-step process disguised as two three-step processes. And a six-step process is halfway to a 12 steps, and I need a drink! And we're done!
Fox News host and Hitler sex fantasy Laura Ingraham said that thousands of children being separated from their families on the border and detained in cages inside tent cities are being, quote, temporarily housed in what are essentially summer camps.
Barely Audible Whisper obtained audio from Laura Ingraham's Caged Playground Tent City Outdoor Adventure Summer Camp Fantasy.
Red Rover, send mommy or daddy or my aunt or uncle or anybody at all, really. We're scared and very desperate right over.
Let's pull a prank on the girls' detention facility.
No one knows where the girls' facility is.
Meanwhile, conservative commentator and Hitler sex fantasy that Hitler is too afraid to try, Ann Coulter, said that the detained children are actually hired actors.
Coulter's conspiracy theory has been met with skepticism by anyone who has ever seen a play performed by children.
Barely Audible Whisper obtained an audio recording of an acting class being taught at Ann Coulter's Conspiracy Conservatory.
I miss Mommy. Missing Mommy makes Donald Trump look bad.
Cut! Ugh, your acting is atrocious as the fake atrocity we're trying to portray.
Oh, fuck.
You have to do better than that. Our entire global conspiracy hinges on the acting abilities of a small child.
I want my mommy. I want to go home.
Much better. The conspiracy is working. By training actors to pretend to be upset by being forcibly ripped from the arms of their parents, it will create the illusion that is upsetting for children to be forcibly ripped from the arms of their parents.
Seriously. I'm not acting. I want my mommy. I want to go home.
My God, this child actor conspiracy runs so deep, I don't even know what is real anymore.
The pro-Trump media were not the only ones working tirelessly to excuse President Trump's inexcusable policies. The Trump administration released a series of completely contradictory statements.
We don't have a policy of separating families on the border, period.
President Trump made the simple decision to separate families on the border, period.
The Bible says, blessed are the ICE agents who removeth the children from their parents and detaineth them in empty Walmarts.
Look, obviously this is Obama's fault.
Detaining these children is an example of Trump showing strength where Obama was weak.
Detaining children in Walmart is a continuation of Obama's policy of holding children in abandoned retail facilities.
This is actually the fault of an obscure court case from 1997, period.
Where was the outrage when Obama detained all those border children in empty borders after borders went out of business?
Jesus said, "Let the foreign-born children come unto me, but only if they are detained in cages."
Meanwhile, Trump defenders have adamantly pushed back against the widely circulated observation that President Trump's so-called zero-tolerance policy is eerily similar to the initial cruelties inflicted by Hitler onto the Jews that eventually led to the Holocaust.
This comparison of Trump to Hitler by opponents of Trump is not only an insult to Trump, it is an insult to Trump borrowed from the tactics of Hitler.
To be clear, this is not the Holocaust. But the Holocaust did not begin as the Holocaust. The Holocaust began with purposefully cruel and dehumanizing policies, which served no purpose but to be cruel and dehumanizing. Policies that were the beginning of converting hateful rhetoric into hateful action. Policies that, when left unchecked, always escalate. And policies that were dismissed at the time as minor inconveniences that could not possibly lead to an eventual Holocaust.
This comparison of Hitler to Hitler by opponents of Hitler is not only insulting to Hitler, but it is an insult to the Hitler borrowed from the tactics of Hitler.
American UN Ambassador Nikki Haley announced on Tuesday that the United States would be pulling out of the United Nations Human Rights Council, stating that America could not remain part of a, quote, hypocritical and self-serving organization that makes a mockery of human rights.
Ambassador Haley was then immediately rushed to a nearby hospital, where she was treated for wounds she suffered as a result from throwing enormous stones from America's glass house.
We are now joined live via satellite from outside the UN building in New York, where our United Nations correspondent will explain what impact this decision is expected to have on the world.
None. Back to you.
How can America pulling out of the UN Council on Human Rights have no impact on the world?
Because the UN Council on Human Rights, like the UN itself, has no impact on the world? The United Nations has less effect on the world events than Donald Trump's tiny penis had on Stormy Daniels' porn star's sized vagina.
The United Nations is a forum for global diplomacy and a champion for universal rights and world peace.
In theory, yes, but in reality, nobody cares about what the UN says. The UN opposed the war in Iraq, the Russian invasion of Crimea, the Syrian civil war, the Israelis' treatment of the Palestinians, but nobody cares. More people listen to pop music of Tiffany Trump than listen to the UN.
I understand the criticism of the UN as ineffectual.
The UN is so ineffectual, they make Democratic parties seem comparatively useful.
But are you actually suggesting that the UN serves no purpose?
The United Nations is to the world what nipples are to men.
The United Nations is a forum for global diplomacy and a champion for universal rights and world peace.
You already said that, but I already said that more people listen to this podcast than listen to the UN.
But doesn't America pulling out of the United Nations Human Rights Council send a bad signal to the rest of the world?
Trump pulled out of the Paris Climate Treaty and the Iran Nuclear Agreement. He delegitimized NATO, insulted our allies, started multiple trade wars, and made more concessions to North Korea without gaining anything in return. The bad signals Trump has already sent to the world are actually consequential. The Trump pullout is less consequential than the Trump pullout that could have prevented Eric's conception.
In light of the Trump administration's egregious human rights abuses regarding the separation of immigrant children from their parents, Trump pulling out of the Human Rights Council still seems important.
It seems important, but it isn't. The UN is powerless to stop Trump's child separation policy. At best, they're as powerless an entity as momentarily interrupts serious abuse. The United Nations are essentially Harvey Weinstein's potted plant.
What about the hypocrisy of Nikki Haley's claiming that the UN makes a mockery of human rights while the administration she works for is separating children from their parents?
The hypocrisy sucks, but the injustice sucks harder. The injustice separating children from their parents sucks even harder than the injustice that 20 years later, Monica Lewinsky is still the go-to punchline for things sucking harder.
So then America pulling out of the United Nations Security Council does matter.
No, it sucks. But it isn't relevant. The only thing that makes it seem relevant is that people keep trying to make it relevant. It's like Andy Warhol.
So this is actually good news?
No, it's bad news, but it's mostly irrelevant news.
So that's what makes it good news. Trump did something terrible that didn't actually make everything worse. This is the best bad thing Trump has done since taking office. Yay!
The forced separation of families seeking asylum in America has created a moral, political, and humanitarian crisis on our border. The sustained and growing outrage expressed by the good and decent among us did not end when President Trump signed an executive order that halts family separation while continuing massive family detentions and is not even likely to hold up in court. Lest our outrage turn to hopelessness, America needs a superhero.
Fortunately for America, such a superhero exists. Unfortunately for America, said superhero is a Democrat.
Barely Audible Whisper presents the story of a superhero whose sole superpower is good intentions. Our gender non-specific, multi-ethnic, carbon-neutral superhero is the Blue Wave.
Philosophically opposed to a speeding bullet, less relevant than a locomotive, able to delay the construction of a tall building with a single environmental impact statement. It's a meme. It's a bumper sticker. It's the Blue Wave.
Holy creeping fascism, Blue Wave! The Orange Menace is ripping immigrant children away from their parents and imprisoning them in abandoned Walmarts and tent cities!
Time to spring into action with my trusty sidekick, the Woke Wonder! It seems I tripped over my cape again.
Holy ineffectual liberalism, Blue Wave! It seems like every time you're poised to save the day, you get in your own way!
This time has to be different, Woke Wonder! Quick! To the hybrid mobile! It seems I tripped over my cape again.
Holy not campaigning in Wisconsin, Blue Wave. It's too important for our usual self-sabotage.
Good thinking, Woke Wonder. Immediate action is not as immediate as Twitter. Quick, to the echo chamber!
Holy predictable liberal tropes, Blue Wave. We need direct action, not retweeted outrage.
I want to take action, Woke Wonder. But there's so much conservative hypocrisy to point out. The inability to resist pointing out conservative hypocrisy is liberal kryptonite.
Holy liberal CNN pundit, Blue Wave! You have to fight equivocation temptation!
To much hypocrisy must point out party of so-called family values supports breaking up families.
Holy joy, Reed, Blue Wave! Actions are more important than moral platitudes!
Great work, Woke Wonder! Reminding me of liberal hypocrisy broke me free from the need to point out that the so-called Christian right is using the Bible to justify the opposite of what Jesus would...
BAM! WHAM! Holy, the obviousness of your point makes it way less profound than you think it is, Blue Wave! You've got to focus!
Quick! To the hybrid mobile! It seems I tripped over my cape again.
Holy Elon Musk, Blue Wave! The hybrid mobile caught on fire!
We'll never make it to Texas without the hybrid mobile! We may as well indulge in the kryptonite of conservatives complaining about Paul Manafort's revoke bill while revoking the due process rights of thousands of children!
Totally confused comic book references, Blue Wave. This started as a Superman parody. You can just fly!
Good wokeness, young wonder!
Meanwhile, in a tent city detention center on the border...
What is that in the sky? It is a meaningless symbol of protest. Is it a white guilt? Is it... Whatever it has seemed to have tripped over its cape again.
Trump blamed Obama for his policy of separating families. Must divert all attention to setting records straight. Must not accept blame. Must explain that this is Trump's fault. Trump's lies and outrageous statements are the other liberal kryptonite.
Vote Democrat in 2018. Democrats, we're trying our best.
Stay woke, America.
Thank you for listening to Barely Audible Whisper, an NPR parody podcast made possible by the following very real people. Writer, co-host, and a little bit of an actor, Dave Baldwin. Co-host and actress, Molly Brown. Writer and actor, Michael Morgan. And actor, Robin Ward. Please like us on your social media things, subscribe to us on your podcast things, share us with all of your friends, and please take the time to bother your senators and donate your time and money to help these children. We appreciate your support.
Stay woke, America! Hubris!